Catching up with Gus Moore. Whether sleeping in a tent in the middle of nowhere, laughing with fellow returned soldiers, supporting his township committee, or cleaning up a backyard for someone in need, Kuiwrup resident Gus Moore is busier than he's ever been. Inspired by his own experience returning from active service, Gus, along with two other old soldiers, has been the driving force behind the Cardinia Ex-Service and Friends Social Group, CES and FSG. Now boasting 40 members, it supports ex-servicemen and women, their partners, war widows and carers. We identified the need for a more interactive group, offering help and support without having to continue the war theme and drinking of years ago. CES and FSG gives returned servicemen, their wives, partners and friends, and war widows and widowers the opportunity to get together regularly and share each other's company, Gus said. Members have enjoyed many outings together, including a visit to Ballarat Begonia Festival, a ferry trip to Williamstown, dinners and barbecues, a stage show, and a visit to the Vietnam Veterans Commemorative Walk in Seymour. The group also offers practical support and assistance. One recent endeavour was to clean up the garden of a member whose wife had medical issues. We turned up in force to mow, prune, weed and clean up, then finished the day with a barbecue. This resulted in plenty of laughs and the Worst Gardener of the Day award, said Gus. Gus is president of Friends of Cochrane Park, which works to improve the park. The group instigated an avenue of honour for the centenary of Anzac and restored a dredge, originally used to help dig the drain system across the mudflats. Gus said future plans for our park include a labyrinth for relaxation and proposed wetlands with boardwalks. He is also a proud supporter of the food bank, now delivering meals across most of the Gippsland region and as far as Traralgon, to astounding appreciation from those in need. Gus moved to Kuiwrup 7 years ago with his wife Norma and the youngest of his three sons. He served in Vietnam and settled back into civilian life, running his own horticultural business for many years. On retirement, his passion for succulents and flowering plants flourished in his own garden. He still manages to find time to join the ranks of the grey nomads, travelling with his two Jack Russell Terriers to all corners of Australia and not afraid to sleep out in his two-man tent when necessary. Although my dogs don't seem to approve giving up the sleeping bag on colder winter nights, nipping at my toes as I'm getting in, Gus said. CES and FSG recently received a Council Community Wellbeing and Support Grant to help subsidise members on a planned trip to Warrnambool to visit Flagstaff Hill Maritime Museum. The group meets on the last Wednesday each month at Cranbourne RSL at 11 a.m. to discuss club matters and enjoy lunch. Membership, Gus says, is open to ex-servicemen who enjoy life and laughter.